Now we have 5 minutes with Tonya Knights. She is a woman determined to share her love of owls despite having to shield during the coronavirus crisis.
Could you introduce us to your owls?
I have 8 gorgeous owls. Johnny Barn Owl, Betty and Arthur Tawny Owls, Ethel Little Owl, Ted Spectacle Owl, Frost Snowy Owl, Olaf Great Grey Owl, and Dawn, my beautiful Mackinder's Eagle Owl Owlet. Some are named after special people, including my grandparents.
What do you love about owls?
My older sister and I would get so excited as we watched garden birds flit in and out of their nesting boxes with our grandparents. At the age of 6, I remember rescuing a duckling. I would also help worms, or should I say nature's ploughs, to get to where they were going, or so I thought. Later I planned my daily dog walk around the time I would see a barn owl, and to glimpse that magnificent ghost-like figure gliding above a field would give me a feeling of oneness with nature. I felt compelled to find out more about these mystical beauties and attended a falconry course.
What prompted you to set up Hoot With Me?
I am passionate about our natural environment and believe that everyone can be encouraged to feel empowered to nurture all things natural around them, no matter where they live or the size of their outside space. According to research, some children are better at identifying and are more inspired by characters from a games console than they are by living creatures and plants. I wanted to ignite imaginations and inspire a connection to nature and wildlife conservation. With the help of my owl family, a wonderful team of like-minded people, and Sandra of Haysborough Owls, I made it my mission to do my bit to stop nature disappearing from our children's language. We deliver lessons to preschools, schools, colleges and universities to encourage nurturing nature, one insect, one plant or tiny seedling at a time.
How's it running during the pandemic?
I'm shielding and decided that this could be a wonderful opportunity to offer our lessons and talks to a wider community. So I now host weekly interactive storytime sessions for primary school children. I also deliver online countryside classrooms, art and conservation sessions via interactive video. Find out how to join in hootwithme.co.uk.
Why are you shielding?
As a teenager, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune condition which caused heart, lung and kidney failure. Initially, I was given 3 weeks to live. I was lucky enough to receive a kidney transplant 33 years ago. I also had breast cancer in 2010. I miss my family and friends very much. However, a silver lining is being at home with my fur and feathered family is a wonderful place to be.
Could you tell us about your sporting career?
I was selected to represent Team GB in athletics at the World Transplant Games in Singapore, Hungary, Canada and England and won gold medals in the 800 metres at each of these games, and medals in other events too. After meeting so many inspiring people, I set up Let's Do It Anyway Charitable Trust to raise funds to help people overcome adversity. We provide grants for specialist mobility equipment or facilities, including sporty wheelchairs for Norfolk-based Lowriders Wheelchair Basketball Team. Each year we also deliver December wishes for children and adults around Norfolk, and host an annual Boxing Day dip at Sea Pawling.